This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and I have a note for our listeners. Due to the closure of ARRL headquarters on July 4th and 5th, audio news will not be distributed next week. And now, these are our stories for Friday, June 28th. The FCC has put a public notice for comment on Petition for Rulemaking, RM11843, that seeks the creation of a new 8-meter amateur radio allocation on a secondary basis. The petition suggests the new band could be centered on an industrial scientific medical segment somewhere between 40.51 and 40.70 megahertz. The spectrum between 40 and 41 megahertz is currently allocated to the federal government and, as such, within the purview of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. ARRL member Michelle Bradley, KU3N of Maryland, filed the petition in May on behalf of REC Networks, which she founded and described in the petition as a leading advocate for a citizen's access to spectrum, including amateur radio spectrum. An allocation in the 8-meter band is available to radio amateurs in Ireland, where the Irish Radio Transmitter Society has developed a band plan for 40 through 41 megahertz. A World Radio Communication Conference 2023 agenda item proposing to study a range of frequencies, including potentially reassigning 144 through 146 megahertz as a primary aeronautical mobile service allocation, drew little opposition at a meeting of the European Conference of Postal and Telecommunications Administrations in Prague, Czech Republic. Introduced by France, the proposal targeting 144 through 146 megahertz would be part of a broader consideration of spectrum allocated to the aeronautical mobile service. Another issue addressed during the meeting concerned the sharing of the amateur radio 1240 through 1300 megahertz band with Europe's Galileo GPS system. The International Amateur Radio Union, which was represented at the Prague meeting, expressed grave concern about any proposal that would include 144 through 146 megahertz in the proposed aeronautical mobile services agenda item. IARU has pledged to make every effort to fully protect amateur radio interests. The annual Original 13 Colonies special event will mark its 11th anniversary this year. The event gets underway on July 1st at 1300 UTC and runs through July 7th at 0400 UTC. Special event stations with 1x1 call signs will represent the original 13 U.S. colonies. Each special event station will have its own QRZ.com profile page. Participating stations try to contact all 13 colony stations plus the two bonus stations. Call signs and their respective states are K2A, New York, K2B, Virginia, K2C, Rhode Island, K2D, Connecticut, K2E, Delaware, K2F, Maryland, K2G, Georgia, K2H, Massachusetts, K2I, New Jersey, K2J, North Carolina, K2K, New Hampshire, K2L, South Carolina, and K2M, Pennsylvania. The Islands on the Air, or IOTA, Amateur Radio Awards Program announced 6 new island entities at its Ham Radio Forum in Friedrichshafen, Germany this past weekend. The new groups have provisional numbers and will need to be confirmed by an operation after June 22nd that meets the 1,000 contact requirement in addition to other validations. Credit for prior operations will be considered only after a group number has been confirmed. Addition of the 6 new groups takes the total of confirmed or provisional IOTA numbers to 1,172, of which 1,131 have seen activity. IOTA policy caps the program at 1,200 groups. The new groups are AS-206 Honshu's Coastal Islands East Japan, AS-207 Chukchi Sea Coast Center Group Russia, OC-298 Tatakotu Atoll, Tuamotu Islands, French Polynesia, OC-299, Yap East Group, State of Yap, Federated States of Micronesia, OC-300, McKean and Nikumaroro Atolls, Phoenix Islands, Central Kiribati, SA-101, Alejandro Selkirk Island, Juan Fernandez Archipelago, Chile. A juried research paper published in the magazine Nature titled Oscillations of the Baseline of Solar Magnetic Field and Solar Irradiance on a Millennial Timescale suggests that a grand solar minimum, similar to the legendary Maunder minimum, is approaching. The researchers claim that it could start as early as next year and last for 3 solar cycles. That would be bad news for HF enthusiasts who are already struggling with marginal conditions.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
We have a few new satellites up there. There were a total of 24 satellites, not all amateur, launched June 25th. PSSAT-2 from the U.S. Naval Academy was one of them. It has a PRS 1200 baud packet on 145.825 MHz and PSK-31 and SSTV on 435.350 MHz. LightSail 2 from the Planetary Society was also launched on the 25th. You can listen for it on 437.025 MHz using 9600 BPS AX25 FSK. The call sign is WM9XPA. The University of Texas in Austin also had a satellite on board. It is called Armadillo. Its mission is to collect debris impact data, characterize ionospheric changes using GPS occultation, and evaluate a guidance, navigation, and control suite. It has 19.2K GFSK on 437.525 MHz and was heard over Japan by JA0CAW. Congrats to all the students, builders, and designers of all the satellites that were successfully launched and activated. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, June 28th. A tiny sunspot appeared recently, but it's not expected to do much. In fact, by the time you hear this forecast, it may have rotated entirely out of view. As a result, the solar flux index did edge up slightly to 68. Geomagnetic conditions are relatively quiet, so look for some weak band openings as high as 15 meters. On VHF and UHF, not only is 6 meters still doing well, some intense openings on 2 meters have been reported in the central U.S. Look for these to move gradually east over the next few days.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.